Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, Yerushalmi, Daf Chaf, and we are in on Yud Tes Amud Beis, a couple lines up from the bottom. We started talking about Shofar. Yesterday's Mishnah started talking about the second half of the Masechta, all about Shofar. Kol HaShofar's Ksherin. We spoke about all Shofars are Kasher except for Para, Reshu Keren. We spoke about the Ran, which is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ran says that, doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara, or in the Mishnah says all shofars are kosher. The Ran says no, but only kosher animals. Non-kosher animals are not included. That's the Ran's limud, because the Ran says you bring the limud that comes from tefillin of min hamutar beficha, and the Ramah quotes that. And the lechatchila of the, you know, obviously of the Ramah, the Shulchan, the Mishnah Berurah says that that's the only one you have. Then you would use that one. The Gemara then quoted the machlokes. Based on the Mishnah, the Machlokes of Yossi and the Chachamim about the Keren / Shofar of a Para. The Tanakhama says you can't use a Para because it's a Keren. And we saw in the Gemara that the real reason for the Rabbanan is Ein Kategar Naase Sanegar, that you can't have the prosecutor be the defense attorney, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the Cheta Egel when it comes to the Para, and therefore you can't use a cow Ein Kategar Naase Sanegar. And remember the Bavli says, what about the gold that the Kohen Gadol wears? Now, only in the Kodesh Kadashim, that's where we have the higher standard of Ein Kategar Naase Sanegar, and Shofar is like inside the Kodesh Kadashim. The Achronim, the Mizrahi, the Gur Aryeh, and others at the beginning of Shmini discuss Vayhi Bayom HaShmini, what do you bring as the Karbanos for the Bayom HaShmini, the end of the Miluin, the beginning of the consecration of the Mishkan? You bring a par. You bring a par to be Mechaper for the Cheta Egel. What do you mean? Ein kategar naase sanegar. Yidavka using the item. That's the Mizrahi's kasha. The Gur Aryeh, the Maharal, says, no, ein kategar naase sanegar means if you're doing an avoda and it happens to remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu of the cheta egel. But if your mom is trying to be mechaper for the cheta egel, then obviously you try to use the same item. And that's not ein kategar naase sanegar. That's you're trying to do the same, you know, fix what you did, like the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, where the greatest tshuva is if you're in the same exact situation, the same exact conditions, and you don't do the avera. So here I'm taking a par, and I'm not doing the avera. I'm being mechaper for this avera. So the Gur Aryeh that answers the Mizrahi's kasha in that way. Okay. So then we have the Mishnah, which we don't paskin like, in terms of the shape of the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, where we'll see later on that we paskin that the ideal shape of a shofar is bent. But the Mishnah quoted that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, again, in contrast to the next Mishnah, where we have blowings on fast days as well. So the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is of a Ya'el Pashut, straight, and the tip could be covered with gold, but as we saw in the Gemara, not the place where you put the mouth, as we'll see. And you have chatzotros on the sides, because the ikar of the day is the shofar. So the shofar is marich, and the chatzotros are makatzros. The shofar goes long, the chatzotros are short. Mitzvah sayom b'shofar. Then we saw a little bit about the tzipui. Good. So now we're up to five lines from the bottom. Amar Reb Yosef. So the Mishnah had said, that we just referred to, the Mishnah said that you have, it sounds like from the Mishnah, that you have the shofar and the chatzotros, the shofar and the trumpets blowing at the same time. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like the Mishnah says the shofar's in the middle, the chatzotros are on the sides, and the shofar you do a longer. So it sounds like for, like, say, the first 5 seconds, they're both blowing together, and then the shofar continues afterwards. And if that would be true, so what would that be telling us? That all you need is the extended part, and that would be good enough, because you can't really hear well the first part, that being blown with the chatzotros. So it sounds like all you need is the end kol, and that would be good enough. That's what's mashma from the Mishnah. Again, because the Mishnah says the shofar and the chatzotros, it sounds like we understand it as they're both blowing at the same time, and the shofar just goes longer. So, and that's good enough. So just having the end of a sound is good enough. So the Gemara says, but isn't that a stira with the following? Amar Reb Yosa, hata amra. The problem is the following, pshuta, sheshama miksasa, v'nemesasek lo yatsa. What happens if I'm walking down the street and somebody just like playing around with the shofar and making some sounds? And then all of a sudden, while he's blowing, I'm like, have me in mind. And he's like, oh, Rosh Hashanah, mitzvah. And then all of a sudden, the second half of his blowing, he has in mind, l'shem tkiya shofar. Says Reb Yosa, no good. No good, because the first half of your shofar sound was meaningless, was misasik. So one second, but we just said if you have this shofar sound at the same time as the chatzotzros, then it's going to work the last 10 seconds. So why in our mission the last 10 seconds should work? And in that case of Misasik, it doesn't work. So it must be, you have to add all this in, right? It must be that we're misunderstanding the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says that the shofar is in the middle, and the shofar is Marech, Chatzotzos, and Makatzos, they're not being blown at the same time. Right? They're not being blown at the same time. Really, it's one after the other. First you blow the Chatzotzos, and then you blow the shofar, and the shofar is longer, so people know that the shofar, the mitzvah of Seyim is the shofar, but it's not exactly at the same time. That's what it must be. Parenthetically, the Bavli has a different answer to this question. The Bavli says, no, even if it's at the same time, don't we have the principle of Trei Kali Lo Mishtami? We have two sounds at the same time you can't hear, but says the Gemara, I did the Chaviva, right, since it's Chaviv, and I love shofar, so I'm going to focus on the sound of the shofar, even if there are trumpets blowing at the same time. I'm going to be able to focus, because that's the mitzvah, and I love shofar, and therefore it's not a problem. The Yerushalmi doesn't give that an answer. Yerushalmi just says, no, you can't see, hear it together, so it must be you're blowing one after the other. So now the Gemara says, Vehei da Amra, where was this said? Meaning, Rabbi Yosef said, from here we know that if you only hear half a sound, it's no good. Where do we know that from? From the following. Taka Barishona, the Mishnah we're going to have later on. Taka Barishona, Umashach Mishniyah Kishtayim, I blow a really long tekiah because I want it to be used as two. Like, let's say you're blowing tekiah, trua, tekiah, tekiah, trua, tekiah. So let's say you're blowing the tekiah after the trua, but before the next trua. So you want that to be both. You want it to be a tekiah lachareha and a tekiah lafaneha. So says the Mishnah later on, it only works for one. Ein biyado lachas, it only works for one. What does it work for? What does it work for? So you have two possibilities. Either you could say, well, it works for the first tekiah that you're blowing, right? You're trying to blow a tekiah to lachareha. So it works for that tekiah that you're blowing, but it doesn't work for the next one, because however long a tekiah is, it only counts as one. Or maybe when the Mishnah says, ein biyado ela achas, all you have is one, it means this tekiah that you're blowing is neither. Achas means the one that was before the trua that you already blew. Because this one you're trying to do so long, but you're trying to count it as the tekiah lachareha and tekiah lafaneha, but that doesn't work. And therefore, it's as if you only have a half of a sound. Because let's say for the tekiah lafaneha, you don't have the end. If you want to use a tekiah lachareha, you don't have the beginning, because you want to use it for something else. So therefore, this sound is meaningless. It's nothing. And achas means the earlier. So the Yerushalmi here assumes, Pashas, that it means the second understanding, that this one is nothing and the achas is only the first one before the trua. Rabbi Abba, Bar Zmina, B'shem Rabbi Zira, filo achas ein biyado. You don't have any from this sound. Lama, why? Rosha gabi sofa mitztaref. Sofa gabi rosha mitztaref. You need a beginning and an end of a sound. And therefore, here, lo rosha isla sofa. The beginning doesn't have an end. Velo sofa isla rosh. And the end doesn't have a beginning. Because if I'm blowing this sound, I want this to be used as a tekiah la'achareha. But it doesn't have an end. Because the end of it, I have kavana that I want it to be the beginning of the next sound. So you disregard that. And that vice versa. If I want it to be used as tekiah la'fadeha, then it doesn't have the beginning. So what do you see from this understanding? That's where Rabbi Yosef says, you can't have half a sound. That's why in the case of Misasik, also, if I walk by and somebody's just playing around with the shofar, and I say, can you blow for me the second half of his sound? It's not good enough. Right? It's not good enough. You can't have half a sound. And that's why we assume, Yerushalmi assumes, also in our Mishnah, it can't be that you're blowing the shofar and the chatzotzos at the same time. It must be that it's one after the other. That's the Ukimta. Rov Rishonim, not all. Rov Rishonim, the Bavli, this isn't explicit, but Rov Rishonim assume that the understanding of this Mishnah of Takab Rishonim, Ein Biyado Lachas, is the other way to understand it. It means you get one. You get one, meaning Tkia de la Achareha. It counts as that one. It's just very long, so you can't count it as the next one. If you look in the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, all the Rishonim, all those Chachmei Svarad, here on Daf Chav Zayin, they quote this other Deya from the Ritz Geus and the Ravid, Yesh Mefarshim, Ein biyado ela achas hainu tkiya shetaka lefnei trua. Achas means the one that you blow, right? You did tkiya trua tkiya, and now you're blowing that second tkiya, and you do it really long. So some say this one is out. The only tkiya that you have been yotze was the earlier one. Ein biyado achas hainu tkiya shetaka lefnei trua. Aval osa tkiya shnia lo asa lo klum. right? Then it was and he quotes our Yerushalmi. He says, look at Yerushalmi. That's how the Yerushalmi understands this. But he says, Ve'ena Mechuvar, I'm going to hear from the Rashba. Ve'ena Mechuvar. Why? Dolama lotala osatkiya mishamachas mias. Why shouldn't these at least count as one? Dahainu shatala lepshuta l'shala achareha hasimin. Why shouldn't it count as one? Right? Is it, so you did it along? And they say, atu migra gara haito minatokea l'shir diyatza. If you're blowing, just to, cause you like music. Bidi eved, mitzvah sein srichas kavana. The ode. And also, if you want to say that it doesn't work, then it's a hefsik. And then even your first tkiah should be gone because you blew an extra sound here for nothing. Right? Va'od, dim isa, de lo osa lo osa tkiah laklum, afil tkiah rishona lo ta'alalo, de ha ifsika lo osa tkiah psula, bein shrua, le tkiah shayachsev yitka. Actually, you have to blow another tkiah now because it didn't work. But then you had another sound in the middle. So it should be a hefsik. You can't have a different sound between the tkiah true tkiah. So the Rashba says, Vapirish Anachon, and this is what the other Chachmei Sfarad also, Ein bi'ado ala achas, shi tkiah, shalach erat shrua, Velomar shalasov tashrat also lo velo letzkiya tashrat. Meaning it works for the second sound, but not for the first. So it's a major machlokas we've shown him. What do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. Shulchan Aruch and Tavkuf Tzadi. Tavkuf Tzadi says the Shulchan Aruch. Im taka, where is it? Im harech betzkiya achrona shal tashrat. Kishir shtei tzkiyas. Kedesha tala l'shem tzkiya achrona shal tashrat. U bishvil harishona shal tashat. You want it to count as both? Lo also lo. Ela bishvil tkiya achas. Only counts as one. The yesh omrim, afilu bishvil achas lo al solo. Right? And once some of them say, like this day of the Ritzke, like this understanding of the Yerushalmi, doesn't count as any. Bishvil achas lo al solo. The Bishabura quotes that the Lamaisa we pass on like the first opinion. So it would count as one, not as none. Okay. We continue. Says the Mishnah. Ubitanios, this was all on Rosh Hashanah. What about on a fast day? They used to blow shofars on fast day. The Rambam talks about this in the Hilchas Taniyos, Zmanim. Says the, but so on fast days, what they do, Shal Zacharim, they do different types of shofars. Shal Zacharim, Kufim, they use rams, Kfufin bent, Upiv, Mitsupe, Kesef, and the mouth was plated with silver, not gold. And the trumpets this time were in the middle, and the shofar was on the sides. Shofar makatzer v'chatzosos barichos. The shofar was short sound, and the chatzosos were longer. Shemitzvos hayom v'chatzosos, because the mitzvah of the yom was chatzosos. This is based on the pasuk that when a person is an ace be'ais sara, when there's an ace sara, so then there is a mitzvah of shofar. The Rama, the beginning of Hilchos Tainis, discusses, right, the basis of all those fast days discussed in Maseches Tainis. The Rambam says, Mitzvahs asei min haTorah, lizok ulaharia b'chatzotzros. It's a mitzvah daraisa, to scream out and cry with trumpets, al kol tzara shetavo al atzibur. Rachman al tzadav is a tzara. Shenemar, the pasuk in Baloscha. Al atzara tzara eschem b'harayosa b'chatzotzros, klomar kol davar sheyetzar lochem kegon batzores v'dever v'arbe. Famine and pestilence. The chayotze bohen, za'aku alehen, v'hariyu. Cry out at a time of tzaros. The davar zeh midarkei atshuva, says the Rambam. And this is a form of tshuva. Shebizman shetavo tzor v'yizaku alev v'hariyu. Yedu, this will bring them back close to Hashem. Don't think that this is just mikra. This is just, things happen in life. What can you do about it? Right? Not, we've spoken about this in the past, not turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'i sara is a reflection of a lack of emunah. Because we think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in charge, and we just, okay, things happen, and what can you do about it? Nothing you can do about it. That's why the poskim say, by a shiva house, and there's a Gemara like this too, Shulchan Aruch, also quotes it, one shouldn't say, no, what can you do? You know, what can you, it sounds like, you know what, this is, what can you do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Right, what can you do? It sounds like, oh, I wish I could do something. Again, we could do all of our ishtavlus, with medicine and doctors, you know, once, but, you know, to have a lashon of, again, sometimes people say that not as chas v'shalom, a type of kfira, but just as a type of, I recognize that I'm not in charge, right? That's how, most, I assume, it comes out. But the post can say one has to be careful, how one talks in those situations. But the Rambam says, avo lo yizak, im lo yizak, avo lo yiru, el yomru, mi minaga ola mi ralanu, you know, everybody dies sometimes, right? But sarazu nikra nikre, something like that, says the Rambam. That's not appropriate how we do it. So that's why the Rambam says one has to be careful. And then he talks about fast days. And again, he quotes in Halacha Dalet, our Mishnah. V'mayi b'mikdash, b'mayi b'chatzosros, u'b'shofar, v'chol. So the, and that's based on the pasuk in Baloscha. Remember the Ramban on Mitzvah Hey, where the Rambam quotes the Mitzvah of Davening, the Mitzvah of Tefillah. Very famously, the Ramban does not. The Rambam counts the Mitzvah of Daven every single day, and the Ramban doesn't. But the Ramban says, but I'll agree with the Rambam that it's not a Mitzvah of Daven every single day, midaraisa, but at a time of Tzaris, it is a Mitzvah of Daven. And that's this pasuk. Right, that's the Ramban mitzvah. Hey, that I agree. I don't ulav the b'chol avavchem. He doesn't count. He doesn't think that's a lashon of tzivui. But the part of a sara the ikar akas ulav the b'chol avavchem serve Hashem. O lomer shemichlal avoda shenil motor v'nispalal elav be'es atzaras v'tia tiena einenu v'libenu elav levado kedi avadim al yada duneim v'zek inyan hakasuv. That's the Ramban in his Asagas to Mitzvah Hey. So he quotes that pasuk that the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Tainis. The Ramban quotes that here in Mitzvah Hey. That is the Mitzvah Daraisa of Tefillah of Davening Hakadosh Baruch Hu Be'eis Tzara. Okay, we continue. Amar of Yonah. Why are on fast days is it bent? Kedesh Yakuf was libe mitfila, so our heart should be bent, right? The shape of the shofar reflects the state of being that we should feel. But this is one of the rayas, we've had shiurim about this in the past, one of the rayas that shofar itself, the sound of the shofar is a form of prayer. We're going to come back to this, B'ezras Hashem. Why should the shape of the shofar have anything to do with my attitude? Right, because it's about the shofar is a reflection of what I'm doing. The shofar is a form of tefillah, and you know that reflects the attitude and the posture that I'm supposed to have during tefillah. And therefore, there are many rayas to this. As we've said, Hashem is mavin umaazin, our shofar. Seidut kiyaseinu, mavin. Maazin, he hears. Mavin, he understands. He understands our shofar. How do you understand shofar? You don't understand matzah. You understand shofar, because shofar is a tefillah. It's a tefillah without words, but it's a tefillah nonetheless. Okay. Kumi Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, takin betanisa. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, they blew in front of him on a fast day. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yossi boy, viskun kumi bechatzos rosa. And where are the chatzos ros? They're blowing shofar on the fast. Where are the trumpets? Well, he answers, Voshami, the tani chatzos is bemikdash, and chatzos is begvulin. No, the trumpets are only added to the shofar on fast days. They do it together in the mikdash. Right? On the, there's no shofaros in Gvulin. There's no shofars in Gvulin on a fast day, says the Pashas out of the Gemara. V'yispa'al lofad of Esra Ma'arba. Okay, and what about doing the 24 special Amida, the Sechas Tainis, meaning we add on an extra 6 brachas for the fast. Kahadah, Rabbi Yochanan, Mispa'al b'Tishra of Esra Ma'arba, like Rabbi Yochanan, Davin, that long Amida on Tisha B'Av. He dive in the long, the extra 6 brachas, as described in the Mishnah and Tainus. But then he said to his students, you know, take it back. Don't do as I did. Don't do as I did. Why? Because he wasn't really sure. The Tzrichale, Rabbi Yochanan really had a question. He wasn't sure about the essence of Tisha B'Av. A fascinating question. Is Tisha B'Av a super fast day? Or is it just something different? Quantity, quality. Right? He had a question. Avel who? Tainus Siberhu. Tisha B'Av obviously is about Avelus, but look, Shavas Batamas is also about Avelus. And Asar Batavis is also about Avelus, right? The 4 fast days that have to do with the Churban. But in essence, when Chazal enacted all these days of fasting, did they enact Tisha B'Av as a different type of day? Obviously we do different things where it's like Shiva. But is it qualitatively, is it a super tight as Sibur, or is it more defined as Avelus? More defined as Avelus. Maybe it changes. Maybe the morning is Avelus, and then the afternoon we start laying Vayachal, we put on our tefillin, so it could be that it has a little of both. But Achronim discussed this idea, but Rabbi Yochanan, fascinating, he had that question. And that's why the 24 brachas, that's a Titus Sefer thing. But he did it, and he told the students not to do it. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Ben Levi, ain't no Titus Sefer. No, it's not a Titus Sefer, it's more of a fast, and therefore you would not get the 24 brachas. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yisla, Bar Nachman, Rabbi Ben Levi, Evel who, ain't no Titus Sefer, also, Amr Ibzira, Milsad, Rabbi Yochanan Amra, Rabbi Yochanan said, Yachad B'Tishabav, Mispalal Arba. A Yachad on Tishbav, Davin's four Amidos, meaning Ni'ila. Right? Myriv, Shachris, Shachris, Mincha, Ni'ila. So he said, Lo Amr Ela Arba, Ha'esem Arba Lo, somewhere in the middle. He said, add on the Tfilah of Ni'ila, but don't do the Shmona Esrei of the 24 Brachas. So it's somewhere. Ni'ila is a Hosafas Tfilah. By definition, you add on an extra tefillah. I think Rav Soloveitchik once said or quoted B'Shem's father that if you didn't daven the other tefillahs, you can't daven ni'ila. Ni'ila, by definition, is a hosafas tefillah. But let's say for some reason I didn't daven shachris and mincha. You can't just do ni'ila. Because ni'ila, by definition, has to be the hosafa. So again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Zeira, Mil Rabbi Yochanan, somewhere in the middle, right? You do the ni'ila, but you don't do the extra long Amida. Okay. We continue. So again, that's about the nature and the essence of Tisha B'Av, which is a fascinating topic, but we'll continue. Says the Mishnah, Shaveh Hayovel, L'Rosh Hashanah, L'Tzkiyah, L'Brachas. So we know there's a mitzvah daraisa, to observe Yovel, and Yovel has a number of interesting halachas, mitzvahs daraisa related to it. Part of it is you have to blow shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel. As a din daraisa. So, there are many limudim, as we'll see, comparing the shofar of Yom Kippur of Yovel, once every 50 years, and the Rosh Hashanah every day. So, Shaveh, they're equal. They're equal, Hayovel, Rosh Hashanah, L'Tzkiyah, regarding Tzkiyah. What does Tzkiyah mean? Carbon Eidah here says the shape, meaning they're straight, right? And even though, the Carbon Eidah says, V'yavagav Tzkiyah b'Yovel, lo l'tiyah, lo zikarne, lo simin, shiloh avadim, even though they serve different purposes. The shofar of Yovel is not about tshuva or tefillah. The shofar of Yovel is to remind people, send your avadim out, all fields should return to their original owners. Right? So that shofar of Yovel is a very different purpose than the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, but still we compare the two regarding tzkiyah ula brachas. Yom Kippur of Yovel is going to be a really long davening. Right? Not only do we have the whole Yom Kippur davening, but we also have malchias, achronos, and shofaros. Right, that's the once every 50 years we say that on Yom Kippur. Lebrachas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah token Mishal Zacharim, Ubi Yovel Mishal Ye'elim. Rabbi Yehuda says no. On Rosh Hashanah we blow with Zacharim bent. That's our minug, right? We blow with a bent shofar, and in Yovel we blow with straight. You don't say they're the same, like the Tanakama. Good. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Elu Amalchias. Once we're talking about brachas, what are the brachas? So that pasuk, that phrase is a reference to Malchias. Hashem is the King. Zichron Shrua. Elu HaZichronos, Zichron, take out the word shofar, Trua, Elu HaShofros, right? Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, major machlokas we shown him, is saying these brachas a din daraisa, right? If you look at the language of the Bavli, Imru Lefanei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where the Ritva talks about the concept of Asmachta, which maybe we'll read if we have time at some point soon. But let's continue. Ad Kedun Rosh Hashanah. Fine, I understand Rosh Hashanah. You have to say these three Malchias according to Shofars. Yovel, how about Yovel? So we compare. Vavarta Shofar Trua, Bachodesh Hashvi, Basar Lachodesh, B'Yama Kippurim. Blow the Trua in the seventh month on Yom Kippur. Sheita Malom Bachodesh Hashvi. I know Yom Kippur is in the seventh month. Why do I have to have that? Mata Malom Bachodesh Hashvi. Why do we have to have Bachodesh Hashvi? Ella, to teach me, Kol Mashat Oseb Rosh Hashanah. All shofars in the seventh month are compared, right? So that's why we have the extra phrases of Bechodesh Hashvi, Ma'akan, Malchias, Achronis, and Shofars. Just like on Rosh Hashanah, every year we have Malchias, Achronis, and Shofars. Afkan, so too, the Yom Kippur of Yovel, Malchias, Achronis, and Shofars. Fine. Uminayin, Shipshuta Lefaneha. And how do I know that there's also a Misora that you have a straight sound? When it says the word true in the Torah, it means some type of broken sound, either what we call a shvarim or what we call a trua or what we call a shvarim trua. That how do I know there's a mesora that there's a straight sound, what we call a tzkiya beforehand? Tamalomar v'ha'avarta shofar. Havarta shofar. Uminashi pshuta lachareha. Tamalomar taviru shofar. An extra phrase. Ad kedun yovel. Those are by yovel. Rosh Hashanah. How do you know Rosh Hashanah also needs the tzkiyas before and after? Because we compare. Now we go in the other direction. I know Yom Kippur is in the seventh month. Why do I have to have the extra phrase? Whatever you do on Yom Kippur of Yovel, you do on Rosh Hashanah every year. Just like by Yovel, by Yom Kippur of Yovel, Tkiyas before and after. So we go in both directions. We learn from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur in terms of Malchus Zichronos and Shofros. We learn from Yom Kippur to Yovel in terms of the Tzkiyah before and after. Uminayin Shehein Shalosh al Shalosh Shalosh. And how do I know you have to blow with each bracha? You have to blow a couple of sets. Tavalomar, Yom Shrua, Zichron Shrua, Shofar Shrua. So you have a lot of these extra phrases. That's how you know all of the sounds. Says the Gemara, Ad Kedun Rabbi Akiva. This all fits according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva always darshins extra phrases in the Torah to teach us something. Every time you have an extra word, extra phrase, Rabbi Akiva says, is there to teach us something. Right? The Karban Eita. The Darish Lashonos Kfulos. Rabbi Akiva darshins, if it says Pasoach Tiftach, or right, Hanik Tanik, all the double Lashonos. Rabbi Yishmael, question mark. But Rabbi Yishmael believes in the principle of Dibra Torah Kalasha B'nai Adam. Sometimes the Torah talks in language to parallel human talk. So how does he know he doesn't darshan every extra phrase? So how does he know some of these halachas? So Tani Rabbi Yishmael, Usakatem Trua Shenis, Trua Yisku L'Masehem. See, he darshans Psukim in the Midbar. In the Midbar, in Baloscha, by the Masos, that's how he darshans. So the Gemara says, in Tamar, Hitkihi Trua, if you want to say, right, it has the Lashonos there, Usakatem Trua, and if you want to say that Usakatem doesn't really mean a separate Tkia, it just means blow the Trua, Tokea Trua, but Vaksiv, Ubakil Sakal, Tisku Velo Sariu. No, you see, when the Torah says Tkia, it means Tkia, and Trua means Trua. Right, because they are a contrast, those two. Tokea doesn't just mean the verb for what you're supposed to say, what you're supposed to blow. And therefore, that's where Rabbi Yishmael gets his limudim from. Period. Next brisa. Once we're on the topic of Yovel. So Yovel we know, Yom Kippur of Yovel, we blow shofar. So Yovel has shofar. Yovel has the slaves go free. Yovel has the land goes back to its owners. Yovel has, there's an isser of working the land like in Shemitah. Right, there's 2 years in a row that you don't work the land. Year 49 and year 50. You don't work the land. Special promise, Hashem says, I'm going to give you bracha, even though you're not working the land so much. Says the Gemara, though, we're going to learn that there's the iser of avodas hakarka only kicks in if I do something else I'm supposed to do. And if I don't do something else I'm supposed to do about Yovel, then there's no iser avodas karka. What's the defining, what's that act that I have to do, what's the act that I have to do in terms of making sure Yovel is functional and in effect? So Yovel, Ava Bishlo Shmito, even though I wasn't Mashra, I didn't send the lands back. Ava Bishlo Tikka B'Shofar, even if I didn't blow Shofar. Even though I didn't do those things, it's still going to be Yovel. O Yochal Ava Bishlo Shilcho Avadim, I might think that even if you people didn't let their Avadim go free, it's still fully Yovel? No, that's Tamal Omar He. It is only Yovel if, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, only if you did the Shiluach Avadim. Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no Shvisas Karka without the Shiluach Avadim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, different. Yovel Ava Bishlo Shvidu Ava Bishlo Shiluach Avadim. Even though you aren't Mashpid the Karka or send out the slaves, O Yachal Bishlo Taku B'Shofar, that's going to be his act. You might think that it's Yovel fully, even if you didn't blow Shofar, Tamal Omar, he. So Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, what is the defining, most important, so to speak, act that we're supposed to do in Yovel? Is it the sending the slaves free? Is it the shofar? So why does each one say what they say? I'm Rabbi Yosef. Me'achar shakaz of tola osa linyan tkiya shofar. Because of achar tola osa linyan shiluach avadim. The pasuk says both of them are crucial. So me'bneimani omer Yovel shalo b'shiluach avadim. Why do I say that Yovel is possible without sending out your slaves? Why do I say, Rabbi Yosef, why does Rabbi Yosef say only the shofar? She'efshar liyova below shiluach avadim. Avol yefshar liyova shlo b'tkiyah shofar. The Torah says you have to do these. It could be that one time Yovel, nobody has avadim. That's possible. So you'll have a Yovel. It's possible you might have a Yovel without shiluach avadim. So the Torah can't be referring to that's going to be the machriya. Shofar, you'll always find a shofar somewhere. Right? So that's why it must be the Torah is talking about the shofar. That's the thing that's machriya and not the shiluach avadim because maybe that will come up at the time when you won't have it. Or, davar acher, different shot for Rabbi Yosa, tki yashofer tuli bebezdin, vishiluach avadim tuli bechaladam. L'chara, when the Torah demands something, it's demanding something that the rabbis are going to take care of. The bezdin. You're going to trust every person out there, right, to send out their slaves. Maybe not everybody's going to know the halacha. They're not going to follow it. So l'chara, it will be tuli, says Rabbi Yosa, something that bezdin's going to do. So those are the two svaras for Rabbi Yosa. Shofar is always going to be there. And number two, it's Bezdin. What about Rabbi Yehuda? Why would Rabbi Yehuda say the key is the Shiluach Havadim? For the following, Vashi Kihi, Damar of Shobar of Yisrael, Vaidabar Shem, Moshe Aaron, Vaitzavim of Bnei Yisrael. A passage way back in Shmos. So, and it doesn't say there that Hashem gave a command to Bnei Yisrael at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Chazal say, well, what was the content? That's not mentioned. Amat Sivam, Arpasha Shiluach Havadim. When Bnei Yisrael went out, Hashem gave them the mitzvahs of sending slaves free. It shows the significance of it. If he gave it to them right then, it must be that that's the defining feature. Va'asya ki da'amar Rabbi Ila. Also, you see from here the significance. Lo netra Yisrael el ha'pasha shiluch avadim. Why did we go into Galus? Because we didn't send our slaves free. So we ended up going out. Hadahu dechziv mikeit shevashanim tishalchu ish esachiv ha'ivri v'gomer, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, where Yirmiyahu is giving us Musar. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz has a whole sicha about this Yerushalmi. If you look in the Sichas Musar, Maimar Lamed Aleph, he starts off with Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah. Why in the world, when we're going out of Mitzrayim, out of all the halachas that Hashem could have given us, he chose to give us Shiluach Avadim, right? Beginning of Parsha Mishpatim, Eved Ivri. So the answer is, says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, because now we can understand it. Now we can feel it. You're going free? Remember this feeling. Remember this feeling, because, you know, you have to know what it's like to be an Eved. And that's why he quotes this Yerushalmi, both these lines that he says, Koshi gadol hu la'adim l'shaleach l'chafshi es avadav, es kinyan avad samalo. V'yalkein it's tabo v'mitzvah zu davka, b'shash yasam yasam v'es avadim. Don't lose this feeling. B'shash yargishu b'nafshem es simchas achiris ha'gadola. Osa shah, take it with you. And that's his message is about sometimes inspirational moments don't last. Got to take it with you. And that's why Hashem gave us this sivui right at that moment. Okay, we'll have to stop here.